The Subcommittee on Economic Development and Tourism will come to order. Chandra, please call the roll.
Chair Trujillo?
Present.
Vice Chair Porter?
Here.
Representatives Albritton? Anton?
Here.
Comby?
Here.
Dental excused. Eagle?
Here.
Hudson?
Gotcha.
Hudson?
Here.
Reed?
Here.
Rogers?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
And Watson?
Here. Quorum is present. I will ask everyone to turn off your cell phones at this time. Remind you that if you wish to speak at today's meeting, please fill out an appearance card. Today we'll take up the proposed committee bill relating to the legislative proposals of the Department of Economic Opportunity and House Bill 121 of Representative Cumby relating to the Department of Economic Opportunity. I've asked Representative Smith to present proposed committee bill 13-01 by the Economic Development and Tourism Subcommittee. Representative Smith, you're recognized from the podium to present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. PCB 1301 changes rules under the Department of Economic Opportunity that pertains to reemployment assistance, community development block grants, annual report consolidation, and Visit Florida. As it pertains to reemployment assistance, the PCB introduces a penalty on individuals who fraudulently collect reemployment benefits. The PCB extends the operational deadline for Project Connect and allows the state to pick up the tab for the federal interest payments owed regarding unemployment. As it pertains to community development block grants, the PCB allows the DEO to better use the annual HUD allocation for the Small Cities Community Development Block Grant Program by removing outdated, burdensome requirements that are more restrictive than those required by HUD. It also revises the Section 8 criteria to reduce risk. As it pertains to annual report consolidation, the PCB consolidates annual reporting requirements for economic development related to programs and modifies reporting dates to streamline and create efficiencies in the reporting process. As it pertains to Visit Florida, as active as the governor is with Visit Florida, the PCB establishes that the governor serve as ex officio as a non-voting member of the Visit Florida Board of Directors. That is the bill.
Are there any questions of Representative Smith? Representative, you're recognized.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just have a question about the last statement you made that the governor served as ex officio. Why should we need him to serve as ex officio? He has that right anyway, doesn't he?
Representative Smith, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Previously, the governor was actually the chairman of this board. When we made the changes to put this under DOE, the one thing we forgot to do was add the governor.
Representative Rieger, recognized for a follow-up.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair. But if he so desired to serve, he has that right. Is that correct?
You're recognized, Representative Smith. I'm sorry.
Let me restate that. If he should be here and say, I have questions, we would not say you can't speak. So do we need it in writing?
Representative Smith, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, no, at this point, he does not have the authority to sit as a board member, to my understanding, because it's not by statute. This would simply make him an ex officio member. Subsequently, that would be like the leadership of our house being able to be an ex officio member of this. It is by rule that they can be.
Thank you.
Representative Rogers, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Did you read my mind? I don't know if I did.
You, really. You did a quick hand raise.
Oh, I did, unconsciously. However, I read the bill, and I would like to direct your attention to line 604, as it reads, as it relates to the trade zones and the designations and the incentives, can you tell me if we're covering every incentive that DEO now administers? How does that work?
Just for clarification, are you referring to line 604 on page 22 of 43?
2243. And it says legislative intent and purpose. As intent of the legislature is to provide necessary means to develop all of these distressed areas and provide for community economic development and all of that great stuff. Can you help me with the incentives and how will it apply?
Representative Smith, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Basically, if I'm comprehending what your question is we are giving or going to give DEO rulemaking authority in this aspect. And what they're actually trying to do is reduce the amount of rules to provide us to be in line with what HUD requires. Instead of HUD requires this level and we require this level, we want to allow DEO to put us on the same level what HUD requires by rulemaking authority. And subsequently, that should help communities have more access to the grant.
You recognize your follow-up.
Clarification. Currently, can you be specific as to even just one rule currently that is out of compliance with the federal government and the state that we're trying to address here?
Representative Smith, you recognize.
Mr. Chair, thank you. It's not a matter of being out of compliance. It's having more restrictive rules. We now have a DEO that understands that more restrictive regulation does not help our local communities. And subsequently, we want to give them the ability to reduce the amount of rules. And, of course, that would not supersede the HUD's rules. It would simply bring us back down to the HUD rules.
I think to clarify that a little bit further, this section is just including, on the OR section, it's just including economic need as an area that could be considered when applying for the program. That's all we're adding in this entire section.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Representative Hudson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question about the rulemaking as well, and I completely understand what you're trying to accomplish, and I support that. My question more relates to the timeline for the rulemaking. And you may not know this, but and we might need to ask somebody. But the DEO is authorized to adopt the rules necessary to make the changes and follow the guidelines necessary. What's the timeline for that rulemaking process? What is their, we adjourn, May will be done by July, and during that period of time, will that flux in state law without rules cause the application for funds to be suspended or any of that type of thing? What's the timeline to accomplish the rulemaking process? Sorry, I didn't articulate that very well. Sorry.
Representative Smith, you're recognized.
And with that, actually, I'd like to defer to staff to give that a very clear answer on that.
Our Policy Chief, Ryan West, I believe, can handle that question.
Representative, my understanding is that the department will begin rulemaking directly after the conclusion of this legislative session.
Representative Watson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Smith, you're recognized.
In reference to the changes in the RA, the 15% penalty is for the individual who violates unemployment. Basically, if you fraudulently claim unemployment and you're found to get those monies, you have to pay the money back. When we made the changes before, we didn't put in a penalty. So basically, you broke the law, but there was no penalty. This will allow for a 15% penalty for those people who defraud the government.
Representative Smith, you recognize your follow-up.
If DEO is at fault for certain type of monies allocated and there's a loss, will DEO be responsible for that for the municipality?
Representative Smith, you recognize.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't think this this PCB deals with errors on the format of whether DC or the RA program has people in error of getting people assistance. This is specifically fraud-based.
Any other questions? Representative Rogers, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative, can you explain to me the international offices and their relationship with Enterprise Florida and what we're trying to achieve with this change in reporting. That's on page 6, starting at line 156, if you can help me there.
Representative Smith, you recognize.
Right. And with that, Mr. Chair, I'd like to once again refer to staff to give a very clear answer to this question.
I'll recognize Ryan West to explain that section.
Representative, the international offices already have to do reporting, and this is to try to sync up from a timing perspective so that the department can receive the information in time so that they can do their annual report, so that DEO can do their annual report. And that's why that we're having the international offices report to DEO in a timely manner so that it can be included in the DEO annual report.
Any further questions? Are there amendments? There are no amendments on this bill. Is there anyone from the audience that wishes to speak? Chris Snow, Senior Director of Government Relations, you're recognized, representing Space Floor. Thank you. Brian Pitts, Trustee, Justice to Jesus, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Brian Pitts, Justice Jesus. Well, you know, I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to do with the bill. It talks about streamlining reports. Well, when they was OTED, they was doing reports anyway. So it's the same reports, and then we're going to kind of consolidate it or whatever. I mean, I've read it, still trying to figure out, okay, paper issues. So what is the department doing still in the bill? Okay, fine, you clear up the reports issues. But they've been doing that anyway when they was OTED. Okay, what else is going on? They've been doing that already. They're supposed to be getting business here and jobs, not pushing paper. Well, page after page you see report, consolidate, report. Then it goes to the section about the roles. Okay, we're having serious problems with who we can even hire to figure out how to run DEO. Now you're going to tell them, oh, you guys can start adopting roles. No. They actually need to be micromanaged right now. There's no language in the bill to somehow micromanage the entity so it can get on its feet. It's not on its feet. Do you understand? That department is not on its feet. We're having problems with their counterpart, Enterprise Florida. So, with that, you know, I got off my notes.
Take your time, bro.
Okay, now, with that, you can do all the reports, and it has a component for the incentives, trying to work in that end. There's already, as you know, enough incentives in 288 to go to the laundry, fill up a duffel bag, everything. Why doesn't the bill make them figure out how to properly, efficiently conduct those 288, that's where it's at, 288 full of staff, many areas in here, conduct those incentive programs in a correct, efficient, fiscally conservative fashion? That's what we're trying to do. That's the whole point OTAP's got rid of so we can get DEO. So when you're making this new policy, it's supposed to be strengthening what you have with what you're dealing, the products and what they're dealing, not we're going to help it make it easier for you to do reports to give to us. We're going to make it easier for you to start adopting rules. We don't need them to do that. If they don't have any rules, we need them. Find us a Microsoft to go in Lee County. Find us a Apple to go in Pinellas County. Find us, you know what I'm talking about. Today, we want you to find that business and put it right there. That's what they're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be writing policy to get them to do things like that, which OTED was supposed to be doing. The present incentive programs in the 288 must be used efficiently and properly. That it should be the concentration. No need for any new incentive programs, which I looked at a couple of programs, especially that grant program. You don't need to be given any new guidelines for any new incentive programs or even asking them to go search for any new programs. The programs and incentives they got right now, they got to figure out how to use. Now, you look in the bill, it doesn't strengthen in any way of how they are to use those existing 288 programs. Don't give them any new incentive programs. That's the whole point. Why are you opening up a worse sabotage? I'm going to say that. It is sabotage until we can get them in order. Wait, you keep speaking on this and keep going. I am hammering it on it. This is supposed to be the economic engine of the state. We fail or we go somewhere. Right now, we're in limbo. And it's at a point, you're talking about challenging Texas. we using DEO and competing with Texas, you got to be kidding right now. I wouldn't even, I'll keep my mouth shut on that and just look at Texas. Now, let me make the last point. The unemployment component, again, fine, you can penalize them. But wait a minute, they may be doing that because you're supposed to help them find a new work anyway, which you also at DEO in partnership with Workforce Florida are not helping these unemployed people. So they may well be thinking about fraud because I can't kind of find a new job in the system. Well, this same DEO is supposed to help them find a job to get them off unemployment. Nothing the bill deals with the issue of how to get these new people the training and education they may need so they don't think about committing the kind of fraud. In other words, wait a minute, well, is this the basis of the bill? Yes, you're talking about putting them away and penalizing them for fraud. Meanwhile, at the same time, the bill doesn't say anything about, okay, how can we help them after they commit the fraud, maybe to pay it off. Well, you're missing that part. You say, oh, we forget about it. We ain't going to help anymore on the job issue if we can't. And you're supposed to be... This will make my life statement on here. Okay, because it's great. Clearing unemployment compensation rolls by returning those participants to light work or providing them with short-term education or training for new sorts of available employment per 67 counties. For example, in other words, you're trying to do a bill to try straighten out unemployment. Well, you would say, okay, you need a calculated plan per 67 counties, find all the people who are unemployed in Lee County. Is there same work there, DEO, Workforce Florida? Okay, no. Okay, we need to get them training. All those in Lee County that used to do this, boom, we're going to do this. Now they're doing something with it. We're actually going to find how to get Lee County, and then Pinellas County, then Hillsborough County. That's doing something versus pushing paper. We don't need them to be pushing paper. So I understand, I mean, as a matter of camaraderie, you go ahead and vote this thing up, but you need them to get to do something and stop all this talking. This is paper issues here. Really, a lot of it is. But, and adopting the rules is definitely not going to cut it. So with that, I'm closing in. I'm kind of figuring out where I kind of started. I had it more organized than that. But when you started talking about it, I thought maybe I'd been wrong, but I wasn't wrong still when I came up. And with that, I'm in. I'm going to leave. You can do what you want. I have my proposal for what DEO should do, the first phase, to get their business order, which is grounds work. I'll leave it here with Seth. You can do what you want, but I'm pretty much sick and tired. So you to talk is cheap. So here's a proposal for you. I'll just sit that up with your staff director. You can have it. Thank you,
man. Thank you, Mr. Pitts. Anyone else in the audience wishing to speak? Are there any members wishing to debate this bill? Seeing none, Representative Smith, you're recognized to close.
I wave close.
Chandra, please call the roll.
Chair Trujillo?
Yes.
Vice Chair Porter?
Yes.
Representatives Albritton?
Yes.
Anton?
Yes.
Cumby?
Yes.
Eagle?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Reed?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
And Watson?
Yes.
By your vote, PCB 1301 is reported favorably. Thank you, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Cumby, you're recognized to explain your bill. You can explain it from your seat, Representative, or from the podium, whichever you feel more comfortable. Either one.
Is it on now? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Thank you for allowing me to present this bill this morning. It's HB 121. The bill directs the Department of Economic Opportunity to create a web page through its existing website whose sole purpose will be to disseminate information pertinent to those creating or expanding businesses within the state.
Are there any questions, Representative Cumby? Representative Rogers, you're recognized.
Okay. Thank you, Representative. I like some parts of your bill. But do you find that requiring cities to do all that you're asking them to do, will that be additional hardship on local government?
Representative Cumby, recognized.
Well, as some may or may not know, but I spent 16 years as a member of the Board of County Commissioners, so that's an awful long time in local government and worked there really on a daily basis. We operated more for many years as full-time folks, so we were there quite a bit and understand, what it takes to find this information. The information that we're talking about is entirely public information. but oftentimes it's not that easy to get a hold of. And the idea here is to put it all in one place. So most of this information's reported to the state, Department of Revenue, and other agencies as well. So I don't believe it to be a real problem or challenge for those folks.
Representative Rogers, you're recognized.
Do you know if Enterprise Florida currently provides that information on their site?
They provide some. They provide some information, but certainly not complete, comprehensive information, which is what I'm looking for. To me, Enterprise Florida, I'm satisfied they do a good job, but they're for the Microsofts and the Apples. What I'm trying to do here is for the small business people, for the little guy who's out here trying to find out if something is feasible, if it's viable, and to find the information all in one location. And whether they're, if you're looking to come to Florida, you can be in Singapore, Seattle, or Sarasota, and look and find this information, see what it will cost to set up your business or expand the business or relocate to any city or any county in the state.
One final follow-up, Mr.
You're recognized.
If you go on Enterprise Florida website and you press Miami-Dade County, what would they find? I find that they will see everything about that city in Miami-Dade County that they're looking at.
Let's keep questions to the form of questions and debate for debate.
Do you think they would find that kind of information you're looking for on that website when they press for Miami or even another city in Florida?
You recognize Representative Gumby.
I do not believe so. Not complete information. With respect to ordinances that add to the cost of construction or a new building or expansion of a building, I just don't think it's there.
Representative Watson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As a former city manager and also someone with 30 years in government, and I certainly understand the preface, and we probably need to take it more of a step further as to maybe, for sake of discussion, having municipalities and county government enter their website onto the website of the state. It will cover much more. We'll talk about zoning, land use issues, infrastructure, capacity, traffic concurrency, all of those things will be a part of the municipal website, which will cover an awful lot that will give a company an opportunity to get the flavor of the community, determine your rec areas, your law enforcement, so much more than just the taxing structure, the permitting process, because we're not talking about just landing a business here in Florida and a community. We're talking about trying to give that business somewhat of a snapshot of that community. And I think that will probably be better served, but certainly that's something we should look at as well, because that will give you a complete picture of that community. And I think that's something we should want to look at as well. And I think it'll cover so much more than just having the municipalities plug out a little bit of information and stick to the state website.
Members, I remind you, we're in the section called questions. Any questions, you can direct them at the speaker. There's going to be a part called debate. Debate, you're free to say whatever you want. So are there any other pointed questions for the speaker? Representative Hudson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a couple of questions as it relates to this. In the list of things that you're going to require, there's no mention, is there a spot where they could identify whether or not maybe that city or county falls within a RACIC?
Within a?
Regional Area of Critical Economic Concern.
How do you recognize?
That certainly could be a part of it, and also a part of the area where they can talk about the benefits of their community. I think the suggestion by Representative Watson is to have a link to their home page. I'm not familiar with RACIC and where they exist, so not a problem with including that. I think it would be a good idea.
Recognized.
And kind of on that same vein, there's one thing to have a narrative of 1,500 words that somebody may or may not read, because the other things are pretty targeted and to the point. But I would ask you if you would be open to the suggestion of not only the RACICs, but what about a community that has an enterprise zone? You know, it could be a checkbox, enterprise zone, yes or no, foreign trade zone. You know, those are would that be something that would be a possibility outside of a narrative per se?
Absolutely. I think more information is better.
You recognize?
Just one final question. Is this your first bill?
This is my first bill, as a matter of fact.
Interesting. Interesting.
Can't you tell?
No comment.
Any further questions for Representative Smith? You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and glad to see you're doing so well on your first bill. I have a very simple question. Do you own a website company that you can maybe make money off this? Is that your intent?
Representative Cumby, you're recognized.
No, sir.
Any further questions? Representative Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You remember my name.
I always do.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations on your first bill. I would like to, Mr. Chair, if it's okay with you, I have a couple of questions I would like to ask.
Go free.
Did DEO request that this website be built? The department?
Mr. Chairman.
You recognize
them. They didn't make that request of me, but this is not a website. It's an existing website, but it's just additional pages on an existing website that they have. But no, they did not make that request of me. This is my initiative.
You recognize.
The next question is, did you speak with DEO about the cost of what you're doing?
Representative Cumby, you recognize.
Staff analysis states that the fiscal impact of the bill is indeterminate or insignificant, and so I've relied on that.
Indeterminate or insignificant would mean what to you?
I believe staff says that's between $5,000 and $10,000.
Okay.
Less than $10,000.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Representative Porter, recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative, I am wondering, as a part of the local government entities being able to include some description of their town, are you also going to require some picture pages so that the companies that are interested in a particular city or county can come in and see what their actual quality of life would be?
Representative Cumber, you're recognized.
Representative, had not considered that. I think that following up on Representative Watson's suggestion with a link to the city or county's homepage would certainly take care of that for all of us. It's a great idea. But that solves that problem.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Hudson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And this is more of a drafting question. On page 3 of your bill, it starts on page 2 where you identify point by point 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then on line 61, on line 60, you identify point number 10, current utility surcharges. Line 61, it goes to paren B. What happened to paren A?
Representative Cumby, you're recognized.
That's a good question and one I can't answer. We'll find out.
Take your time.
Any further questions? Representative Smith, you're recognized.
Representative? You made the comment that this was your own idea. There are over 67 counties and 400-plus cities. Have you gotten in contact with any number of these cities and counties to find out, or have you pretty much decided you're going to speak for every single county and city in the state of Florida on this issue?
You recognize Representative Cumby.
I have talked to a number of my friends around the state who were elected officials either at the county or city level and have not made it around to all 410 or 11 cities or all 67 counties. But I think that based on my experience, and this is invariably true, when the county staff was asking us to put in a new program or a new fee or increase a fee, we always wanted to know invariably how does this affect us with our neighbors. And invariably, they had to say, give us a couple weeks and we'll get back with you. They had to go do the research, call around the neighbors, you know, to the east and west and north, south, to try to find out, you know, where they were, where they could properly report back to us. I think if we do this right, that this will be a great tool for elected officials and city and county staff as well.
Representative Hudson, staff has just informed me that Perin A is located on line 36, and it's tied in to line 61, which would be the subsequent Perin, which is B. Any further questions? Representative Hudson has drafted an eloquently hand-drafted amendment. You're recognized to explain your amendment, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'm sorry for dropping this on you last second, but as reading it before Mr. Representative Cumby went up, it kind of hit me. In front of you is a handwritten amendment to delete line 60 and insert rate of any local public service tax. The intent is when your local governments call that tax something different, so we're just trying to hit a broad spectrum of what they could be calling it.
Are there any questions for Representative Hudson? Seeing none, is there any debate on the amendment? Without any debate, is there any objection to adopting the amendment? Seeing no objection, the amendment is adopted. Is there anyone from the audience that wishes to speak as the bill has amended? David Christian, VP Government Affairs, Florida Chamber of Commerce, you're recognized.
Thank you.
Dan Hasselbeck, VP UCF, Florida Health Technical Corridor Council, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I stand before you not only for the record as Vice President of the University of Central Florida, but also representing the Florida High Tech Corridor Council, and we are here at the sponsor's invitation, and we certainly support the bill. I just wanted to make you aware of the fact that there already exists a website called FLVEC.com. That's the Florida Virtual Entrepreneur Center. And at the sponsor's invitation, we would like to offer that to you because, as I heard most of your concerns, most of that information is already on a website, an interactive site where you can click on the county and go to most of the information that all of you have discussed. And actually, some of the things that are in this good bill are not on there, but it would be very easy to acquire them. So we're not here to ask you for anything or to suggest any changes to anything there. That's up to you and to the sponsor. But just want you to know that that site does exist. And each county is represented, and each county has volunteered much of the same data. One of the interesting things about the website is that if you go to the interactive map and click on the county, it will take you to the county, and then you can put on a keyword like zoning, and it will take you to the zoning regulations for that county. The Florida High Tech Corridor Council is something that you created in the mid-90s to grow, retain, and attract high-tech industry to the Central Florida corridor, which is actually an activity conducted through the University of Florida, the University of Central Florida, and the University of South Florida, which was originally for those 23 counties. Today, many of our programs serve the entire state. So I simply want to say to you that we would like to offer you these services. By no means speaking for the member, but as I understand our meeting yesterday, we would be delighted to discuss it further, to see how, if you so choose, that you can use this mechanism. We have already used our own funds, which were provided through a state appropriation in the 90s, to create the initial platform, which is www.flvec.com, and that is available. And in terms of cost, there is always upkeep on any kind of website like this. And if you want to really make it effective, unfortunately, there are always some marketing costs. So I'm not suggesting to you that any of that is necessary on your part, but most of it is in place, and we are willing to proceed to at least collect the data if that's what you would choose to do. So, Mr. Chairman and Mr. Sponsor, with that in mind, I'll certainly be glad to respond to any questions.
Any questions? Representative Rogers, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thanks for coming up in support, but by your comments, you're already indicating that we do have that type of program available. There's no need for duplication or sending or anyone that have an interest in the state of Florida. I'm not. So do you believe that we are already doing what we're supposed to do and that we might not need another source, because we are already doing it here in the state of Florida.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
As I said, Representative, our reason for being here is to support the concept in any way that we can. Should you choose to use our platform, that would be great. Should you choose to do it in another method, then we would cooperate with that method and provide anything that we have and assist in any manner. I think that's your decision and the sponsor's decision as to where you go from here.
Representative Rogers, you recognize.
Thank you. Do you believe we are already providing whatever is being asked of in this bill currently?
Chair, you recognize.
I don't think, no, ma'am, not all of the information and the listings that are on there are currently provided. And my point is that I think the platform exists, if you so chose, that we could do that. But we are not here seeking to be the sole proprietor of any kind of public information, but just, again, offering it as an assistance to the sponsor and to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Any further questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
David Cruz, legislative advocate of the Florida League of Cities.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the committee. David Cruz with the Florida League of Cities. Just wanted to express to the committee that the League of Cities had some concerns with the bill, but we're going to look forward to working with the sponsor as this legislation moves through the process, and hopefully we can get those addressed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cruz. Brian Pitts, Trustee, Justice to Jesus.
Thank you very much, Brian Pitts, Justice to Jesus. Interesting. Sometimes you wouldn't believe the stats analysis ain't correct, but that's where the credibility is. So it says here, which I, you know, anybody in the right mind, it's supposed to be DEO, it says. Currently, DEO does not collect and disseminate information related to specific business-related costs and charges imposed by cities and counties within the state.
What? How they shopping businesses to cities and counties if they ain't got that information? What they doing then? If this is correct, they can't shop anything to a business. They don't even have the information to get them into a particular county or city, which that's what the DEO is supposed to be doing. They're supposed to already have this information to sell small, mid-sized, large businesses. As we speak, somebody in that office right now should be calling up Virginia, California, mid-sized, small, low business with this information saying, okay, we got somebody for there. Boom, 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 boom. On the ground. Again, here, you want to say, we want to make your job a little bit easy, and you still won't be doing anything. Ask the counties to give up some information and make an additional page on your site, and you're done. Okay. Are you going to like use now that you got this information that you ain't had, you want to like go out and get some businesses and jobs? Oh, no. We're just going to do what y'all say. We're going to put the website, and that's it. That's not what we want. I understand that I'm being sarcastic, but you understand where, in reality what's happening. If they don't have this information, that's what they're doing. So, you go ahead and pass this bill to the website. I guess you have to make a bill or put in this bill, and while you're at it, now this language that you get, start shopping businesses so we can get jobs per 67 counties and cities. And you know what I'm talking about. Because, of course, the bill don't say that. So maybe you need to go further since they ain't had the information before.
I can't believe this. I don't know what. Okay.
DEO is supposed to be the salesman, not the website. The website may help them, but the stuff that this website is doing, which is a sales, basically a sales promotion, they're supposed to have this information, being the official salesman to whoever these small businesses will sell. In other words, you don't wait till the businesses meet. Think, oh, let me see what's going on in Florida. No, as salesmen, they're supposed to go to Georgia, California, and give that business the idea of, hey, you may want to come here to Florida, even though you wasn't thinking about it. And they could care less about the website. Why? Because DEO is supposed to be shopping there. And they think, oh, you know, I never thought about going to Florida, but now since you called me, DEO, okay, what you got to offer? Well, we got something just like what you got in the county right there in Gaskins. We want to bring you over here to Florida, and we got a very similar county just like that. Do you want to come down? They ain't seen the website. That's because DEO doing at least what they're supposed to do. So maybe you need to go further with them. Fine, make the website, but you know what? You need to get some language and tell them, now that you got the information you need to start shopping places. You know, I think I'm going to close here with that, because I thought maybe, you know, I support it halfway. But now, you know, with staff analysis okay, here's the thing. This, okay, with this, they can develop a thorough strategic plan for jobs and businesses. Obviously, they didn't have it, so what plan, for example, right now, in when you made the reorg bill, they're supposed to be making some 10-year plan. How are they going to make it, and if they ain't got this information, which is part of that what that 10-year plan is supposed to be? So what y'all gave them to do, they can't do that 10-year plan. Well, I guess now they still ain't going to do it unless you put in policy somewhere, oh, we forgot to put in the 10-year plan that, you know what, now that you got the information by the website bill, now you can make the 10-year plan and you need to do it. You know what, it's crazy. We trying to gain jobs and make us an economic center, and this is not even piecemealing. I guess it's all right, but I think you need to do something else. You need to think about getting this entity doing something and bring jobs and business here. Again, you got the proposal I gave you.
Representative Hudson, you're recognized for a question to Mr. Pitts.
Mr. Pitts, I have a question for you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Pitts, recognizing your fairly intense passion for DEO and economic development in the state of Florida and recognizing that you certainly have some concerns regarding this particular process, by your comments, while you may not be enamored with the process and the proposal before us, it sounds to me like you are, in fact, in favor of this bill, yes or no?
Mr. Pitts, you're recognized.
No, it's excess. I'm not going to support it because it's excess. It's not what they need. DEO needs to concentrate on.
Just needed a yes or no. Just couldn't quite discern from your comment whether you were for or whether you were against.
Okay. Any further questions for Mr. Pitts? Is there anyone else in the audience that wishes to speak? Seeing no one, members, anybody wishing to debate the bill? Representative Rogers, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative, I see your passion in this bill coming from local government like I do and wanting to make sure that we provide all the tools necessary to attract businesses here to the state of Florida. But because I believe this is duplicative, because I believe that we currently, through Enterprise Florida, does have the information, because I know that we can link to any and most city government website for the information, and because I strongly believe that DEO was charged by this legislature when it was organized and formed, against objections, of course, by many, that they are equipped to do whatever they need to do. I did not hear in your references that DEO, there was a conversation and they felt that there were some deficiencies. I did not hear of any communications with the League of Cities or with the county organization, and as this will impact them, you know, I don't believe in unfunded mandates as we are trying to come out and recover, and I believe that we do have the tools already available. If a company is seriously looking at investing in any large way in any amounts to the state of Florida, they will be working with Enterprise Florida, private consultants and local governments. And they already have access to this information through those entities. What is the actual cost to local government for this website? And until we hear from local government through the League of Cities or hear from, I will be taking it back when I leave here on Thursday. And for that reason, I cannot support this bill today.
Thank you, Representative Rogers. Representative Hudson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And first of all, Representative, forget the fact that it's your first bill. I think it's a darn good bill. And frankly, I applaud your effort to try and create a tool for businesses to be able to actually know what they're getting themselves into in kind of a one-stop shop format. There are some things I asked you about that might be complementary material to the 10 points that you have already identified. And hopefully maybe you'll consider those at another stop along the way. But I think it is a exceptionally useful tool and one in which our cities and counties that are actually serious about trying to attract, trying to grow businesses, and trying to actually step up to the 21st century, those cities and counties would probably embrace this wholeheartedly, knowing darn well that in amongst our 67 counties, there are some that may not be looking to grow or advance. And so I think this will be a great tool that will create some competition, that will create the opportunity for growth and some competitiveness, and hopefully some belt tightening and pencil sharpening along the way. So I fully support the bill, and I look forward to seeing it pass. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions? Representative Cumbody, you're recognized for a brief close on your bill.
Again, thank you, Mr. Chairman, for allowing me to present the bill. With all due respect to Representative Rogers and Mr. Pitts and others, there isn't something like this that exists currently. This is intended to be to bring transparency, accountability. Representative Hudson nails it. I mean, this is not for the project consultants and the big companies. Enterprise Florida can take care of them very well. They can put them on a big jet and fly them from coast to coast. This is for the mom and pop. This is for the small business people that can go find the information, comprehensive and complete, in one location. I am happy to work with Dr. Holdenbeck and the Florida Virtual Entrepreneur Center and the Next Stop. I'm happy to include a link to the city and county websites. I think it's a wonderful idea, which will have the pictures and the photos. So I am passionate about this because I think it's for the little people, the small business. We all want to help small business. I can go surf websites all day long and still not know what it costs to do business in a particular jurisdiction or political subdivision. This would have it all in one place, and I thank you so much.
Chandra, please call the roll.
Chair Trujillo?
Yes.
Vice Chair Porter?
Yes.
Representatives Albritton?
Yeah.
Anton?
Yes.
Cumbie?
Yes.
Eagle?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Reed?
Yes.
Rogers?
No.
Smith?
Yes.
And Watson?
Yes.
Thank you. Bills reported favorably. Members, we have no further business before us. Representative Watson moves we rise.